team in town. Pat and Cook running things here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Big Joe Dubin, of course, our friend of many, and he is on his way down to the DCA championship game, the Division II Class A championship game, 2 o'clock Central Time against Nashville Christian, underway right now. Lipscomb Academy, CPA Lipscomb, opening kickoff, opening drive, intercepted, three and out CPA. So Lipscomb driving again. Joe, what's up, man?
What's going on, girls?
Hi, Joe.
Chattanooga for the big game. What's up, Johnny? And so we're excited. My brother and I are driving down right now. We just passed Murfreesboro, so
Murfreesboro.
It's beautiful.
You're going to pick up Jeff? Are you going to pick up Jeff on your way?
We are. We're going to pick him up, and we're going to put the movie The Hitcher on for him to see, and the rest is history.
Hey, get up. Hey, stop up on top of Mont Eagle and roll him down it.
Joe, how you been, buddy? How was your Thanksgiving? How was your Thanksgiving,
no
Joe?
Way I'm putting him in my car. No way he's getting in my car.
Joe, how was your Thanksgiving, buddy?
Fantastic. Lots of football and hanging out and everything else. I went out to see Hendersonville play Summit Friday night, you know, and I want to see the Wade twins up close and personal, and they're amazing. And, of course, they're playing Saturday night against Oakland in the state championship. So looking forward, a lot of football, but looking forward to the next 3 days.
I tell you what, and we on Prep Football Talk this past Saturday, Coach Bubba Spears, Craig Ladd, myself, had Coach Paul Wade, DCA on, and you've been a part of that. Your son's playing over there now, and you've been a part of that community. You live in that community, and just the devastation. We've talked about this before when that tornado came through. I say luckily, no, there's no luck involved with that, but by the grace of God, it didn't come through on a school day, or we would have had a worse tragedy than we did. But just from where DCA was just a couple years ago and now, it's pretty amazing what's happened and just the transition, and still got, the three different schools at three different locations.
Hmm. Well, I heard the interview you had with Paul on Saturday, and Paul was right. I mean, that morning when we go down there after the tornado hit, everything was gone except the bleachers. I mean, the press box was gone. The bleachers were gone. In fact, there's a dumpster that got lifted off. They've still never found from the tornado. So,
oh, my gosh.
I mean, everything was gone. I mean, it was amazing to walk through there and see that. And then you're right. If that happens, tornado came at 1:30 in the morning. If it happens at 1:30 in the afternoon, it lifted up a portable, which is the chassis, which is about 20,000 pounds, and dumped it on top of the school, there would have been 100 dead kids. And we've talked about this, about the parents, about, you know, you say, well, a tornado is not really a blessing. Well, it happens, and it happened in the morning, you know, and thank God it happened in the morning. And so with that, you saw, and the school's still not back yet, but the spirit never died. The spirit of the school was always there and will always be there. And now to see this football team and this community, and Paul talked about on your show Saturday, you know, other alumni coming back, ex-players coming back, the community getting involved in there. And it's really cool to be a very, very, very small part of seeing this. You know, in this football, these seniors, when they were freshmen, were 0-10. They were it was an awful football team. And Paul will tell you that. And he told you that on Saturday. So to see the evolution of this team, and now, you know, they're one win away from the state championship. And whether they win today or not, these boys are already champions with what they've been through. And so it's really cool to see the ride from the past year of what they've all been through, and hopefully it culminates in a state championship today.
Yeah, it'd be an amazing story, right, Greg?
Yeah, and in Nashville Christian, I mean, quite frankly, you talk about all the private schools in Nashville and the greater Nashville area. Nashville Christian and the job Jeff Brothers there, of course, played at Vanderbilt, and we've known Jeff. You know, I've known Jeff since he played at Brentwood Academy, but the thing is, there's probably goes under the radar more than any of them, I guess, because we've got the MVAs and the Brentwood Academies and the Innsworths and the CPAs and the Lipscombs and Nashville Christian just flies under the radar. Jeff keeps getting it done. So what a great matchup for two Nashville private schools.
It is, and I've told people this. Jeff Brothers is the most underrated high school football coach that I've known in the history of Nashville since I'm going back to the mid-'80s. All he does is win. He graduates his players. They love him. They come back. He told me he still talks to Golden Tate, who he coached at Pope John Paul, three or four times a week. I mean, he keeps in contact with his players, And as much as I love Paul Wade and my son playing for Paul, if we had to go to another school to play, it would be with Jeff Brothers because of what Jeff Brothers teaches besides football. And I think Jeff Brothers is fantastic. And I hate the fact that one team's got to lose today. So I love Paul Wade. I love Jeff Brothers. And, you know, there's a little other, you know, weird kind of stories here today because the running back for DCA, Ashton Jones, his father is Jody Jones, that, you know, celebrity dentist down on Music Row. Well, Jody Jones and Jeff Brothers were roommates at Vandy. And when Jeff went to Vanderbilt, he was a quarterback, you know, and his the guy that showed him around at Vanderbilt was Brad Gaines. Well, Brad's son is the starting quarterback at DCA. So there's all these DCA National Christian ties between Jeff Brothers and the Jones family and the Gaines family, which makes it really interesting, and it should be a good game today.
Well, going on right now, CPA and Lipscomb, we know the job, you know, that's happened out. It's with CPA and Ingle Martin. Oh, good Lord, can't believe I had drew a blank on Ingle Martin. But Ingle Martin, but he steadily built CPA to where it is. Conversely, Trent Dilfer and Lipscomb Academy, wow, how quickly they've become really one of the premier, you know, football programs in the state. And I guess Trent Dilfer puts out a shingle, players come.
Hmm. Well, you know, that's the thing with that, you know, and people, you know, gave Dilfer a lot of grief and some of these players that were going to metro schools to go over to a private school. And, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, if I want my son to go and get the best education and the best athletic things he can get, and if by going to Lipscomb you get that and you're able to afford that, then that's great. And I think it's fantastic. And so Dilfer's gotten a lot of grief. People like, wow, he's recruiting. Here's a newsflash. You guys know this. They're all recruiting. They're all recruiting. Public, private, doesn't matter. They're all recruiting, right. Whether they tell you that or not. So he's done a great job of building that program. And, again, getting these guys to go to the next level and getting a scholarship. And, you know, he's got Alex Broom over there. Alex's father, Arsente, is the head football coach at Overton. And he put him in a private school at Lipscomb. Good for him. And Arsente got a lot of blowback from that. Hmm. I'm like, why? I mean, that you separate the coach and the father. And so he thinks he can go to Lipscomb, which is fine. I saw no problem with that. I don't know why people were freaking out that coaches at public schools were sending their kids to private schools. If you can do it, do it. That's fine. There's no problem with it. So with that being said, Dilfer and Ingle Martin and those guys have done a great job building those programs, keeping them up there. And, my God, that game today is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, it's going
and
on
by
right
the
now.
Way,
yeah.
Yeah, speaking of Alex Broom, he just scored a touchdown. That's 6-0 Lipscomb Academy pending the extra point.
And they misspelled Alex Broom. It's got an E on the end, by the way.
Yeah.
Just let you know there. On
yeah.
The, but that's the guy typing it.
How does Alex Broom get out of Middle Tennessee?
Yeah.
How does Boston College.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get him?
PAT is
come
good,
on.
By the way. 7-0 Lipscomb Academy.
But you mentioned
already
that
in the second quarter, 11-17 ago.
But we got, and then tonight, well, let's just complete the day. NBA, of course, we all follow, you know, Rod's son, you know, and just what he's
Marcel
done.
Reed,
yeah, Marcel
yep.
with the NBA against McCauley tonight. I don't know, a lot of people thought NBA would be there, but they beat Christian Brothers pretty handily, quite frankly. So tonight, 6:00 Central, NBA and McCauley.
Yeah, it's good. You know, what would it be like? I'll never know this feeling to be that talented as Marcel Reed. I mean, I just couldn't imagine being that talented. You know, we love Rob. We love his father. But good young man and all the opportunities ahead of him. And it'd be a fun time. And you're playing in the state championship tonight. And, you know, I know Rob's excited. I mean, for me and my son, he'll probably play very little, if any, today. But if you still the pride of seeing your kid out there playing in a state championship, of course you want him to win. But, you know, running out of the field, and I was telling somebody last night, I'm like, you know, I remember in May taking him to camp when it was 1,000 degrees and he didn't want to go to camp and dragging him out there and to see the progress of the team. And now, you know, you're going down to Chattanooga playing a state championship, and I just know Rod is over the moon excited, as all the parents are to watch their kids playing the state championship. That game tonight should be good. Here's something funny. You mentioned Greg about the time. This hour time change of going down to Chattanooga has confused about 95% of the people down there. They're like, what is it, at 10? Does it start at 11? Is it 2? What, 6? It says 7. So, you know, everything that's listed game-wise that you see official is Eastern time. Chattanooga is an hour ahead of us. That means all the games are an hour behind. So 11 o'clock, 10, 3 and 2, on and on. It's amazing how many people got confused over this.
Yeah, we just deal in Central Time here. You know why? Because we're in Central Time Zone.
Yeah, and that's, I went to Knoxville a few weeks ago to cover the UT game. I got all kinds of confused. And I was with Bob Kuzek there, Joe, so you know how my day went.
Well, you know, you go up there, the game is like, all right, game's starting at 3:30. You're thinking, no way, it's 2:30.
Right.
And by the time you're done, it's like 7:15, like, wait, 6:15. And it's just nuts.
It's just subtract one. Okay, people, subtract one. That's all you got to do. All right. I mean, all right. Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, East Nashville. I want to talk about this story. Of course, the program started with our buddy Coach Bubba, Coach Bubba Spears, and what they've done there. And you're talking about a neighborhood magnet school, if you will. And tomorrow morning against, and it's 10 o'clock Central, against Alcoa. Did you see what Tom Crager, the Tennessean, wrote about? It's time for Gary Rankin and Alcoa to move up out of 3A because they've only won like 28 state championships at that level. I agree.
But if the enrollment doesn't require you to move up, why move up?
It doesn't. But, well, I mean, to be more of at a competitive level.
What's not Gary's fault?
Well, I know, but I mean, still, don't you want to compete at a higher level if you can?
Nah, I kind of want. I'm kind of with Joe. I want to stay there and just dominate.
Well, then I hope East Nashville beats the crap out of them.
Well, who's the petty one now?
Yeah, and I like Gary's a friend too. Yeah. So,
and Pat knows this well. I mean, people are like, "Wow, you know, all the different divisions." I mean, DCA's probably got 24 players on the team that can play. You know, and you go to Oakland, they get 95. That's no knock on DCA. That's no knock on Oakland. That's just the way things are in enrollment. So, you know, I'm all about the enrollment numbers. And I'll tell you right now, and Patton will agree, there's about three or four players on DCA's football team that could start for Oakland tonight. And so just because you have a lower enrollment doesn't mean the product is any less. You just don't have all the depth that other schools have.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm going to say, here's your playoff victory so far. 63-0, 52-0, and 42-12. What challenge is that?
That's not Gary Rankin's fault. That's your fault.
That's not my fault. You have the opportunity to move up if you want to. Schools choose that.
Okay, if they want to, then they can. And then happens to the softball, tennis, and everybody else that, you know, has to...
Well, apparently they don't care. Except, okay, but and also you got open enrollment for the entire county, too, where others are zoned. So not everything's fair or equal, and as we all know.
That is life.
Yeah.
Life isn't fair.
I know, but I can still bitch about it, okay? All right.
You know what? Rocky Balboa told you this. Life ain't fair. It's not how hard you get hit. It's the harder you get hit and skip back up.
Trust me.
I was just watching that movie yesterday, by the way, Joe. How appropriate you say that.
But we got to talk about East Nashville.
Yeah.
What a great job over there and a truly community-type environment.
I think, you know what, and I tagged Oprah on Twitter, and she better respond back to me because she's an East High graduate, 1974 or 75, whenever it was, or 70 or something. And she graduated in the mid-70s over there. That's a story that needs to be told. That's a story that needs to be shared and told. It's the most iconic high school in Nashville, Tennessee, playing in their first state championship, and people need to know this story. They really need to know the story of how great that school is and what they've gone through and what they're doing right now. And I hope they go down tomorrow and kick Gary Rankin's butt.
All right, there we go. All right. 2 o'clock this afternoon, the 1A, McKenzie, South Pittsburgh. Best thing I can tell you about South Pittsburgh, you're going to pass through it on the way to Chattanooga right before you get to the lake and the river there. Also tonight, you got Page and Powell. Of course, Walter Nolan, the number one high school prospect in the state, who's going, in the country, who the defensive lineman who's going to Texas A&M. I'll get the chance to see him for the first time. And then in Page, what a great job. The quarterback at Page is going to Colorado State. His brother is the quarterback at Michigan, right?
Good story. Thomas Rathbone. Yeah. Rathbone is the head coach at Page. We've known him for years. And to get Page in the state championship, it's a wild game to beat Henry County the other night. That's a great story again as well. School making their appearance in the state championship. And, yeah, I mean, the fact that his brother's at quarterback at Michigan, you know, and then they've got another brother that plays wide receiver, I think, at Western Kentucky. And so what a talented family. Another great story. So that that'll be a good game. But it's tomorrow night, and you keep saying tonight. It's tomorrow night.
What? What game?
The Page game.
The Page game is... You sure?
It's Friday night.
What? Oh, that's right. I'm thinking the day's Thursday. Yeah, you're right. Friday. Good God. I'm thinking high school is supposed to be played on Friday. That screwed me up.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So all of those games that we just talked about are tomorrow. Yeah. The 1-3 and the 5, and then the Saturday are the 2-4 and the 6, and then on Saturday Tullahoma. Hey, Joe, you want to hold through the break? I'm going to go with these.
I'll hold. Okay. Absolutely.
All right, let's do this. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Big Joe definitely on the go, heading down to Chattanooga.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-640-7460. 800-640-7460. 800-640-7460. That's 800-640-7460.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom. And I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, I was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of a city that's back in business. The sound of Nashville coming back to life. But if we fail to act, it may again all come to a stop. 90% of all COVID-related hospitalizations are non-vaccinated people. Keep each other safe. Keep Nashville open. Get vaccinated.
For those of you over 40 years old, I want to talk to you about Soul-T. It's been proven to help lower cholesterol, lower blood pressure, and encourage overall health. If you're lucky enough not to have heart disease, keep it that way. Start taking Soul-T today as a preventative. And right now, listeners to the show, save 25% when you go to soulteat.com/radio to get started.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now. Or the puppy gets it.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Spec Pope John Burton, Patton Cook hanging out here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Midway through the second period, Lipscomb and CPA's at CPA 7-0 or what did I say a minute ago?
Lipscomb 7-0.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Alex Broom with a touchdown run.
Yeah.
Lipscomb Academy up 7-0.
Yeah, because we've got it. The
The closed captioning is covering covering the graphic.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes. We went through tomorrow's games, thinking it was today. So here we go. Saturday is actually Saturday, 10:00 Central Time in 4A, Joe, Tullahoma. And you talk about a team in the mid-state. Pearl Cone lost two games all year. Tullahoma twice.
Let me tell you what. John Olive is the head coach at Tullahoma. He actually came from Maryville. He started Maryville back in, the early 90s, then moved to Tullahoma. So he got Maryville off and going, handed it off to George Quarles. Anyway, he goes to Tullahoma and has built one heck of a program. And they're in their first ever state title appearance. So all these new teams are making their way down here. And look, I heard you say this yesterday about Tullahoma. It's a hop, skip, and jump to Chattanooga. And I'm hearing that just about the entire town of Tullahoma is making their way down to Chattanooga Saturday morning, as they should. I mean, these don't happen every day. Sometimes they don't happen in a lifetime. So come down here and check out the football team. Coach Olive does a great job. They've got a gigantic lineman on their team named Ian Poe, who's like 6'6", 300, and his nickname is Pancake, and that's all you need to know about him.
And with everybody out of Tullahoma, no one's there to watch the George Dickel plant, so we can go down and check that out. Saturday at 2:00 is the 2A championship game, Hampton and Martin Westview, and I guess you're talking about maybe the best quarterback in the state for next year's class, right, who's headed to Alabama. Ty Simpson, the son of Jason Simpson, the head coach over at UT Martin, and he won't be able to watch his team play because they're in the FCS playoffs Saturday at Montana, UT Martin.
That's the one thing that coaches will tell you that hurts more than anything. You know, we've talked to Rick Stockstill throughout the years, and he says, you know, missing Brent's games in high school, you know, just devastated him. And for all the coaches I talked to, you know, one of our dear friends Walt Wells, the same way, you know, when he can't go to his son's game on a Friday night, it rips these coaches apart. But, you know, they know that, and the kids know this, you know, what their dad's doing. So I'm excited to see him play tomorrow because, you know, Martin Westview is, you know, it's not on the map for sure if you're heading to Memphis. I mean, it's off the beaten path. So to see him and see how good he is will be a treat because I've heard from coaches who have played against him that dude is the real deal at Martin Westview.
Yeah, Alabama doesn't offer it if he's not.
Yeah.
And then the one, I think, what a great way to cap off the 3 days, Saturday night, 6 Central, Oakland and Summit. And Summit moves up, and they still keep on there. Okay, why should you move up? Well, they had to, obviously, because of attendance.
Right.
But Summit and Oakland Saturday night to close it all out.
Well, it'll be a great game. Let me tell you what, the reason I'm going back down Saturday to see this because of the two programs, the two coaches, you know, Kevin Creasy at Oakland, Brian Coleman at Summit. First time ever that two defending state champions have made each other in the state championship. Because Summit won last year in 5A, Oakland won that in 6A. So, John, you can use that on your little show tonight. So,
thank you. I will.
So I'm looking forward. Because, look, they're good coaches, good teams, good players, good programs, good community support. This is what high school football is all about. And to see these two teams, the two arguably the best teams in the state, playing for the state championship in the highest classification is fantastic. It's a no-brainer to go to this game if you can to see this. And a lot of people are making their way down. And I'm just looking forward to, you know, Oakland won in 18, they won in 20, Summit won. Last year they came in runner-up at 19. So a lot of pride on the line for these two teams on Saturday night. Should be a great game. Plus, the Wade twins at Kentucky, how they got out of the state of Tennessee, I will never know. Mm. But I understand what went on in Knoxville and with Pruitt and being an idiot and all that stuff. And, you know, Heupel would love to have them in Knoxville. But as you know, Greg and John, it's not official until you sign on the dotted line.
That's right. Anything can happen.
But those kids have been strongly committed, the brothers have, to Kentucky. Yeah. I don't see them flipping at all. As a matter of fact, and then you got the running back, what's going to Georgia from Oakland, and the Isaiah Horton, the receiver's going to Miami. I mean, you got college prospects all over the field Saturday night.
Well, you know, I talked to Creasy last week. He's like, you know, he said last year COVID with all the games being canceled and everything. And he goes, and then this year as well, because we couldn't find anybody to play us. Because nobody wanted to play us outside of our region. So that's why they had to play CPA. That's why I love what Ingle Martin and Trent Dilfer did. Like, we'll play you. Sure, you know, public pride, we'll come in and play you for a great game and see where our team is and everything. And so Creasy couldn't find teams. You know, they were on the road the opening game down to Memphis and played on ESPN. They had that one game canceled when that team didn't exist.
Yeah.
Well, and in Lipscomb, the Lipscomb game wasn't even scheduled.
No, you're right. Right. So that's the one good thing which happened with all the COVID and all the rescheduling of teams left and right. We were able to see a game like a Lipscomb and Oakland, and then also a CPA in Oakland. And that, you know who wins in all that? We do.
Yep.
The fans, people of high school football, we win when we get to watch all that stuff. So it was amazing and really cool for all the fans and both for the players too as well.
Well, yeah, Joe, we got to go. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I was just going to say this time of year is when I know it was, you know, eons ago for both of us, Joe, but, man, you really miss playing high school football on a weekend like this, don't you?
You know, you do, and that's what I want to get over. You know, my son's a freshman. It hasn't resonated with him yet. But, you know, maybe one day he looks back and says, you know what, I was part of that team because I taught the guys. You know, I never won a playoff game in high school. Mm. Back then it was completely different back when we were playing. So, but now to get to this level, whether you win or lose, man, it's an accomplishment to get here and enjoy it. And that's the thing is that I want my son on a personal level to realize this is a privilege, not a right.
Yep.
Not every team practices in December.
Yep.
Not every team practices in November. And to know that hard work, determination, passion, and confidence got you here, and that'll keep you here. So that's where I am.
All right. Hey, let Jeff out of the trunk down around South Pittsburgh, somewhere through there. Yeah. So anyway. See you, Joe.
Thanks, Big Joe. Right, love you, man. Be well.
All right.
All right.